Now playing.
Why so serious?
What is the Matrix?
You ever dance with the devil in the pale moonlight?
What's in the box?
You like scary movies?
What does Marcellus Wallace look like?
You talking to me? You talking to me?
Movie reviews in 20 Qs.
Some people stand in the darkness, afraid to step into the light. And those people are probably podcasters. Welcome, everybody, to this week's show. This week, we are doing the movie Baywatch. And as usual, we're going to review this movie by doing 20 weird and wonderful questions about it. I am joined this week by two usual co-hosts. First of all, Machu. How are you, Machu?
I'm not too bad, thanks.
And I'm also joined by Kahu. How are you, bro?
I'm great. Hello, audience.
We are going to mix things up a bit. You would have told by our new theme song. We also have a new format to the podcast. What we've got now is 10 standard questions, which we all go through and all play answer. Then go into three of our personal questions, similar to like what we used to do before. And then we finish on our fan question. And this week's lucky fan is Cameron. I'm not going to say your last name. Congratulations, Cameron. You are the winner of this week's fan question. And you get one infection, courtesy of Machu Torao.
Hey, Cameron, don't worry. You can't catch chlamydia twice.
Congratulations. That will be in the post to you very soon. Anyway, guys, yep. What a fucking way to start our new season, really. I threw it out to these guys and said, hey, what movie do you guys want to do? Machu said, oh, you know what? Let's do a movie that we probably really, really hate. I mean, looking at the reviews, IMDb have given this 5.6 out of 10. Rotten Tomatoes, 18%. The Rotten Tomatoes audience gives it 56%. And Metacritic gave it 37%. But Machu, as the guy that picked this movie, what would you give this movie out of 10,000?
Oh, I wouldn't say I hate it, but it's the kind of, like, if this movie was a person, I might say hello to it, but I wouldn't say anything more than that. Wouldn't invite it round to my house for a party, that's for sure. This movie's about a 4 out of 10.
Ooh.
10,000.
Ouch. On to you, Kahu. What would you give it?
Yeah, I tend to agree with The Rock on this one, in that this movie wasn't made for critics.
What was it made for?
Well, that's a whole other question in itself.
Blind and deaf people?
I set my expectations for this movie very, very low, but I'm happy to say they were exceeded. And I give
when
this...
When you've got them set at zero, it's the only way to go up.
The only way is up. I give this movie a 6,200 out of 10,000. I thought it was light and entertaining.
Wow.
If you were in for watching a serious movie, this is definitely one.
On to me. I would give this movie probably about a 3,900 out of 10,000. This was potentially going to be my least favorite film that was made in 2017. But luckily for this movie, I actually watched Jigsaw, the Saw reboot, about a week ago, and oh my god. So anyway, if you haven't seen the movie, what we're going to do is give you a quick plot of the movie. And what is the plot, Kahu?
Devoted lifeguard Mitch Buchanan butts heads with a brash new recruit as they uncover a criminal plot that threatens the future of the bay. So basically, you're looking at a buddy cop movie in swimming trunks.
No, I think they just were making it up on the spot, eh? Is this an impromptu kind of movie where anything goes?
Well, that's kind of leads us into the first question in our standard set of 10 now that we've got. So the first question here, guys, name one thing that you would have done to have made this movie better.
Don't call it Baywatch. Don't have lifeguards. Don't make it on a beach. Well, that's three. That's three good ones, but...
basically, just don't.
That's probably a good start. Yeah, maybe just go home on day one of the set and just don't come back. That's the only thing that could have saved this movie. I think that would be the best option.
I think the lack of a coherent plot is the outstanding matter here. Makes me kind of think that maybe Tommy Wiseau was involved in some kind of way.
Oh, don't you dare to besmirch that man's name. He is a god amongst filmmakers. I'm just going to kick straight into it. I would have liked some relatable characters. I thought nearly every character in this movie was a complete arsehole. Starting with the main two. I mean, Mitch spends his days just, you know, saving people on the beach but being an arsehole to cops and people playing basketball. And Zac Efron's character, oh, what a cunt.
Yeah, is there anyone, even Ronnie? Ronnie is supposed to be the lighthearted guy that everyone likes, and he's such an asshole. He tries to take over parties. Yeah, he's constantly getting his cock stuck in chairs, dick chairs, taking dick chairs to the next level.
Getting nude in the shower.
Oh, come on, guys. Surely The Rock's quite a relatable guy.
From hooking up with one of his workmates, making everyone become cops instead of lifeguards. You bastard.
Anyway, guys, moves on to question number two. Which two characters from this movie would you want with you on a crazy night out?
I think there's kind of three elements for wingmen on a crazy night out.
Yeah.
You want somebody that can generally buy most of the drinks.
Right.
You want somebody that offers good protection if you end up in a bit of a dodgy area of town. And three, you never want to be the most drunkest guy in your group. So for that reason, the Vomit Comet, or Brody,
yeah,
ticks that box. He's
played by Zac Efron, yeah.
He clearly is going to be distracted from any misadventures that I get up to. And The Rock seems the type of person you could get a lot of free drinks out of. And he's clearly a human beast, so there's the protection element.
I think you're missing something. The most important thing about having a crazy night out with one of the characters, or two of the characters in this movie, which is, given the amazing talent of the girls, you actually don't want to be with any other guys. So for me, it's got to be CJ, or just any of the girls to be. I'm not that fussy. Yeah.
But for the sake of variety of answers, I knew you'd take that side of things.
It's kind of funny. I sort of, following a similar track to Machu, like, you want a guy with you on a night out so you don't look like a creepy dude hanging around with a bunch of chicks. So, but you also
wait. If you're, how can you be a creeper dude hanging out with a bunch of chicks? You're not a creeper dude. You're what's known as a legend.
Yeah, I know.
People don't go, that guy's with a whole bunch of hot chicks. Creepy. I wish that was me.
Yeah, every guy's gonna think that, but every guy's gonna look over and see you with these really hot chicks and think, oh, that guy is either gay and he's hanging out with a couple of chicks, or I don't stand any chance. Look how hot those girls he's with are. So that's why I went with, first of all, Ronnie, because you go out with a guy, you want to make sure that you look way better in comparison.
True. Oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
He does score CJ, so he's got something going for him. So as long as you got to, he's got to be wearing baggy pants if you want to go out with
him. Pity lay, bro. That was a pity lay. Although maybe she's fucking shagged him because she saw the meat in the shower and thought, oh yeah, I want a piece of that. But yeah, the other one I went with is Stephanie. She's quiet, unassuming. She takes care of everyone. Yeah, she's the sort of person I'd eat at a night out. Someone that just goes along with it and, you know, takes good care of you.
Good one, Harvey. Just throw in a room, go get that. Take care of me, Stephanie. Please give me a massage.
Yeah. Anyway, moving on to the next question. What flavour ice cream is this movie?
I was thinking straight off the bat, I thought it's a Neapolitan because there's a few white guys, there's a few brown guys, and a lot of pink in the middle.
Oh, Jesus Christ. How can you top that, eh?
Yeah, I'll just bring the level back up a bit. I'm going with Goody Gumdrops because you know you shouldn't have it, but it really is quite good.
To our international listeners, Goody Gumdrops is like a green-flavoured ice cream that's filled with a whole bunch of different lollies.
Green-flavoured. That's true. It doesn't really have a flavour. It's kind of like a bit of a cross between mint and lime, maybe?
Yeah. I don't know. Similar to Blue Powerade, tasting like blue.
It's like bubblegum flavoured.
Yeah, it is. It's green bubblegum. That's its flavour. What flavour I went with is, you know how you can go to ice cream stores and you can pick all the different flavours that get made into one ice cream, and you know, yeah, that to me is what this movie is. This is some 5-year-old kid has gone into an ice cream store unattended and just started pointing at heaps of different shit, and they've just thrown it all into one ice cream.
Yeah.
Because I didn't know whether it wanted to be a comedy, I didn't know whether it wanted to be a drama, I didn't know if it wanted to be self-aware. I think there was just way too many things going on in this movie.
Wow. On one of those
deep and poignant.
On one of those double cones.
Yeah. Okay, so next up, how long would you guys survive in this movie's world?
Forever, I think. I mean, everything just kind of seems free. There's free parties, free access to all sorts of vehicles, and they always have the keys in them. Nice accommodations. I mean, the lifeguards clearly get paid pretty well. And it's a beach, and everything's great about the beach. So, until get killed by skin cancer, quite a long time.
Did you notice, though, that all the people that did die in this movie seemed to have, like, dud jobs? I've got a real dud job. I'm an accountant, so I feel like I'd be, if not very early on, be dead within this film. Considering all the risks that all the other people seem to take, that lifeguards are fighting crime and, you know, going through all these explosions and stuff, it's the IT guy that gets knocked off.
Yeah, this is not only the IT guy, it's also the councilman.
Oh, the councilman,
Hello,
Sam. The councilman would have been me. You know, the guy that was taking dodgy buy-offs and then got put on a boat out in the middle of the harbour with a couple of hot chicks to make it look like he'd died in a fire or drug-induced fucking orgy. Yeah, that probably would have gone for me. I'd just like to point out at this point in time that the views currently expressed by myself reflect not at all on the council that I work for.
Yeah, they do.
Okay, next question. What character clearly needs to get laid?
I think Steph Holden. She kind of has a moment with The Rock in the back of a kitchen during the movie. Kind of looked like it was going to go somewhere, but like a Tommy Wiseau plotline, it just kind of didn't.
Who knew that Tommy Wiseau would get mentioned twice in one podcast? I'm going to mention him now early. I was going to do it at the end, but we are doing The Room in our next podcast. If you'd like to send in any questions to Movie Reviews and 20 Qs, please send them to our Twitter or Facebook. Thank you. Okay, what about you, Machu?
It's got to be CJ. She's actually keen from the very beginning, it seems, on Ronnie. She's because he's the only, is he the only one looking at her the whole time? She seems to have this kind of weird fascination with him right from the very start. So, obviously she's missing something from her life, and I think it's a hard shag. So, and she sees a big hard man like Ronnie is willing to give it to her. So that's why I think.
Well, I think there was one character in this that definitely needed to get laid, and that was Ronnie. He got his dick and balls stuck between the slats of a chair, and there was no way he was getting it out of there. If his testicles were reduced in size, I reckon he might have been able to pop out.
Yeah, that was a solution they didn't examine, did they?
No.
CJ seemed pretty keen to help.
So did The Rock. Okay, guys, on to our next question. What would be a better name for this movie?
Whatever you do, don't watch this movie. And then, of course, people will watch it because of the name of the movie. That would be at least you know what you're in for. If you watch a movie that says, whatever you do, don't watch this movie.
I'm going for Sitting on Binox in the Bay.
What?
sitting on what?
Binoculars.
Oh, binoculars. You know. Sitting on binoculars.
Not actually, you know, sitting on binoculars. Sitting.
What on earth is this man on?
What the song?
Yeah.
Do you think that's why Ronnie wanted to become Analyze a surf lifeguard so he could be on the beach with binoculars and no one would, you know, no one would look differently?
Well, that was the thing.
That makes a lot more sense.
At the beginning of the movie when he was cracked up
it.
In the...
Because at the start of the movie, he's got a drone on the beach.
Yeah.
He's flying at about 2 meters off the ground. And, just practicing my drone skills.
Just droning.
On the beach.
Yeah, much has cracked it. We've now worked out why Ronnie wants to be a lifeguard.
Yeah.
He just wants to perv on the beach.
Well, that was the thing. Immediately when he first gets into the tower, he's on the binoculars just staring hard out at CJ. It's like
trying to find another
screw poor little Timmy who's like getting mauled by a shark, you know.
Help me, sir.
Yeah. No, busy.
fat. See, I thought this movie was pretty poor, so I'm going to call it Beach Glance.
Beach Glance.
It was going for a Baywatch, but it ended up as a Beach Glance.
Nice.
Next question. Which subplot from this movie would make for an awesome spin-off movie?
The sharing of Ronnie's nipples. I've got lots of questions.
Oh my God.
Is it a genetic condition? I don't know.
Have you seen it before? Like, just hearing...
In a movie?
Just hearing... No, just like in general. Just throwing it out there.
It's so localized, you know?
Yeah, it is. It's confined to one.
It's almost as if he waxes everywhere else apart from his nipple.
It's like, he's got hair extensions on his nipples.
It's like under armpit hair, but on your nipples only.
Yeah. Maybe it's so long. Like, they get extra cold, so he's got, you know, extra foliage.
Well, following up what Machu said, maybe he shames off his armpits and makes a little wig and puts them on his nipples.
Only to shave them off again.
Yeah. How would that like grow just there only? Is that a you get know, really maybe, cold nipples or
maybe he's like descended warming, from descended from some high Arctic people? I don't know.
Climate change.
Yeah. Darwin's theory is just mind boggling how that might work.
Aliens.
Yeah.
My subplot for the movie that I thought would make a real awesome spin-off was, again, Ronnie. But Ronnie and Dave, I thought, at the beginning of the movie, I thought, oh, great, we've got these two on the side. It's going to be one of those real funny movies where...
Bit of comic relief.
Yeah, bit of comic relief, and this is just going to go on and on, and that was at one scene.
Yeah, then they could have had...
or two scenes,
they could have had a bit of conflict with Ronnie leaving the tech world and becoming a lifeguard, and his mate's like, oh, you don't want to do tech anymore.
Maybe become a lifeguard.
You're dead to me.
The movie I was looking for is what the hell happened to the original Mitch Buchanan. You know, we got this one random ass scene with David Hasselhoff where he's working in a bloody phone store with the other Mitch Buchanan, and they both call themselves Mitch.
Yeah, that'd be confusing if you like went into the store one day to look at something and then came back to say, oh yeah, I was dealing with Mitch the other day. Yeah. And then you're like, this big dude here, The Rock, he's that's not Mitch.
You know? So what I was thinking was that David Hasselhoff is a ghost and only The Rock can see him because The Rock got body swapped with the original Mitch and I'm still talking without no idea where I'm going. Oh, I've got no idea.
Subplots on subplots. I think the most awesome spin-off movie for this would just be no spin-off movie. Nothing related. Kill it. Just kill the whole thing.
Done. Cool, so next one up. What scene in this movie really needed someone getting hit in the balls?
I think it would have been most excellent had somebody thrown one of those pointy life preservers at a victim, only for them to be hit in the nuts, but at the same time tragic if they then drowned from the shock of it.
Holy shit.
Like, I don't know about you listeners, but in New Zealand we kind of have these wraparound foam things that lifeguards throw out to people who are stuck in the water.
Is that what he was throwing me?
Yeah, it's kind of a bit weird when I always used to watch Baywatch when I was younger, and you've got like these hard plastic life preservers that, you know, if you accidentally throw it wrong at the person, you're gonna KO them.
Right.
Sorry, we'll just segue from my rant onto Machu.
Okay. Sorry, listeners, I looked up from my page to see Machu staring at his page. I thought, my run isn't listening to go.
He's still talking.
He's still talking. Oh, I love this podcast. What about you, Machu?
It's got to be Leon. Leon, I've separated the baddies into the white baddie and the black baddie. So Leon is the white baddie, I think, and Frankie is the black baddie. As they're about to kill the councilman, Frankie says to the councilman, he says something about Leon doesn't speak, and then Leon says, I'm going to kill you. And he's like, oh, you ruined my cool joke. And right then, if he got hit in the nuts, you know, I would have been pretty happy with that.
That's pretty good. For me, I found Zac Efron such an unlikable character that it would have been awesome if straight after that training when he was biking along the boardwalk, telling everyone to get the hell out of the way and stuff, just before he launched himself into the water. Rather than launching himself in the water, he tripped over the end of the bike and took a handlebar to the balls and then spun about 720 through the air and landed in the water with a like belly flop.
or Mitch could have got the life preserver and like thrown it like a spiral. Put him to catch it, but hit him in the nuts. That would have been.
Yeah, that would have been awesome.
Okay, guys, so next up, what would the Tinder username for one of the characters out of this movie be?
This isn't a very good Tinder name, but a real good one for a Matt Brody would have been a vomit in your comet.
Jesus. Stacey's smiling. She'd swipe right on that. What about you, Ko? You got one?
I actually read the question wrong and
furiously trying to come up with something.
Thought it was a Twitter username. So we'll go with that anyway. But I had hashtag Mitch Beach.
Mitch Beach.
He's clearly the alpha male here, and he seems like the type of guy that wouldn't give a shit about giving Twitter updates under his own hashtag for the beach.
Fair enough. I also went with Mitch, and I went with Samoan all night. Final question from our standard set of 10. What would the porn parody name of this movie be?
Vomit in your comet. It's kind of a sick porn parody, but no, actually, I went with Crotch Watch.
Crotch Watch.
Nice, nice. I went with The Sand Snakes.
You got to turn everything into Game of Thrones, don't you? Well, I decided to go Gay Watch.
where no men have ever gone before.
Okay, guys, so now we're going to move into our own personal questions that we had about this movie. Usual to last season, these are just questions that we came up with while we're watching the movie that we'd like the other two to answer. And we're going to start this week with Machu. Hit us with them, bro.
Right. What I found a bit unusual during this movie is that The Rock is the head lifeguard. Is The Rock the world's most unlikely head lifeguard, considering I don't know that someone's concerned.
Racism alert! Racism alert!
I mean, look, we watch Moana, and in Moana, this is like the Maori and Polynesian legend, and he couldn't get off the island. Pretty sure it's because he needed a boat. He needed a boat, so Moana came along and gave Maui the boat so he could get off the island.
Fair enough.
Why did you watch Moana? Your boy's like, is he even a year old yet?
Yeah. Oh, I think I watched it before he was born.
Oh, Jesus.
But, like, The Rock's also, he's also like a power builder, like a bodybuilder. How many bodybuilders have you ever seen swim?
Yeah, and to avoid racism, I'm going to latch onto that and basically say he is the most unlikely lifeguard. He doesn't have a swimmer's body. He looks like if he jumped in the water, he'd sink to the bottom rather than majestically glide across the surface.
Yeah, he's your typical triangle. I kind of wondered, does he actually swim in this movie? He kind of dives into the water and ends up on boats, but does he do a lot of swimming?
Yeah,
I don't think he really sees.
He does some big bombs. That's what he does. Yeah. He manus into every situation. What a, like a legend.
Cool. Next question.
All right. So apart from the characters' names, does this movie pay homage to the original Baywatch series at all?
I'm going to say yes, because it's set on a beach. That being said, they also had the slow-mo. You know,
they did have the slow-mo.
Did have a bit of the slow-mo.
They took the piss out of the slow-mo.
They took the piss out of it, that's true, So there was a bit.
Yeah, on the slow-mo, if there's one thing I remember of the original TV series, it's the Hoff going slow-mo out of the waves at the start. They paralleled that with The Rock to begin with.
I love how Kahu remembers Hoff going slow-mo. He doesn't remember Pamela Anderson going slow-mo.
I associate the song with the intro.
All right. So at one point in the movie, Zac Efron was seen juggling a dead man's balls. What is worse to juggle than a dead man's balls?
Two dead man's balls.
A dead man's balls on fire. You've now got nearly all of your senses covered.
Of course, it moves me on to me. As much you alluded to before, in quite a fun little sexual way, I suppose, Zac Efron was called the Vomit Comet. What's the most embarrassing nickname you've ever had or heard?
It's always those real blatant asshole ones like Spanky or Muncher. Munchers. All right, yeah, those names just stick with me, and they're just so vivid, and they need no self-explanation, and I'm a muncher, and I'm a spanker.
Or both. I once knew a guy who had the nickname T-Rex, and the reason he was called it is because he used to walk
short arm
like a T-Rex, like kind of just moves his arms from the elbows, you know?
So he had no elbow or shoulder control or something. He had no shoulder.
Yeah, yeah. It was just like arms. He was like a Lego man, you know? He just only had one jointed arms.
Oh, there's been so many good ones. They like
poor dude.
Gap dog, because the girl had a gap in the middle of her teeth.
Gap dog.
That's horrible.
You doubled down on the fact she's got a gap and called her a dog as well. Okay, so at the end of the film, we get a tiny, tiny little cameo from the wonderful, the one and only Pamela Anderson. She comes strolling in and gets introduced, and she's in super slow-mo. Doesn't say a thing. Now, this movie gave Logan Paul, who's currently one of the most hated men on the internet, a couple of lines, but Pamela Anderson didn't get any. Why is that?
Because nothing comes out of her mouth. That might come all over her mouth.
Oh. Holy shit. Oh. We are currently experiencing technical difficulties.
Yeah. It's just not unusual for nothing to come out of her mouth.
We've got a winner. We've got a winner.
If our listeners would like Machu removed from this podcast, we'll oblige.
There'll be a link below in the podcast to New Zealand Police Station.
Yeah. can't follow that up, but I've got two ideas here, really. One, obviously, she was holding out for too much money and nobody wanted to pay her, so they gave her no lines. And the other one is she actually can't talk after all the work she's done. I haven't really seen a lot of interviews with her lately, so maybe that's true. I don't know.
You can, there's,
he's going for
or
it.
Maybe, or maybe there's another reason which Machu may explain.
Brace yourself.
That lockjaw. It just doesn't move anymore. Sorry.
Hey guys.
Spanky, where are you? I need someone to help me out here.
Okay, so I mean, look, we've now hit peak nostalgia if they're remaking shitty TV shows, but what do you guys reckon? What's going to be next? What 80s or 90s TV show are they going to do next?
I think they might do Dawson's Creek. I mean, they could just run the whole James Van Der Beek cry face meme over and over again.
True.
And It'll make a shitload of money and probably still be better than this movie.
Dawson's Creek reboot.
Oh, who would be? Would they have the same characters or new characters?
It would be pretty funny if they had the same characters. Isn't that movie set in, like, I don't know, Iowa or something?
I've never seen an episode of Dawson's Creek.
You never seen Joey climb through Dawson's window late at night to share their feelings.
Kind of depressing.
Or Pacey stealing his best mate's girlfriend. Who's
clearly, Machu doesn't want to wait for his lives to be over.
he wants the movie now.
Before he sees this movie.
I reckon it'd be awesome if they made a movie on Walker, Texas Ranger. And I reckon it'd be real cool if they recast. I was thinking, who could they recast Chuck Norris with? Chuck Norris. You recast it with Conor McGregor, and then you have Chuck Norris come in and kick Conor McGregor.
You're just trying to get brownie points with Conor McGregor, aren't you?
Yeah, yeah. No, several podcasts.
You're pleading for him not to come and waste your ass.
Brown nose Conor McGregor. You've seen our rate of Irish listenership go up.
Samoa after me at the moment. Hopefully they meet each other in the middle and turn on each other before they turn on me.
Carol's going to be a widow soon. Cool. Okay, so that moves us on to Kahu for his set of three questions.
Okay, my first question. Mitch calls Brody a lot of names in this movie, like One Direction, High School Musical, and my personal favourite, Malibu Ken. Given the unlikability of Brody for most, if not all, of this movie, what insulting name would you have for him?
I reckon it'd be in the scene when The Rock has to climb on the back of the scooter with Brody, and then he grabs him around the waist and goes, "Come on now, My Little Pony."
Yes, that would have been gold.
Do you know what's really kind of ironic here is my nickname for him is Scat Brony. And if you don't know what a brony is a guy who's really into My Little Ponies.
Oh, wow, they have a name for that.
Yeah, yeah, it's a brony, yeah.
Should we Urban a Dictionary brony. That right now to see if that's a real thing?
I'll take that challenge.
On to my next question. The Rock has one of those hearty Viking conqueror type laughs. Where would you rank The Rock's laugh amongst all-time actor laughs?
I'm still looking at Brony.
More interesting
that
than
is
my
so
question.
Bullshit.
In case people miss this in the background, our sound engineer has just yelled out, "It's true, Brony, a guy that's heavily into My Little Ponies." Thank you, Stacey, our sound engineer. There's a couple of people I'd rank ahead of him. for probably the sixth time in this podcast, we're going to mention Tommy Wiseau's name.
Oh, yes.
What a story, Mark.
Wait a minute. That's not very hearty.
No, he's, hearty he's definitely got a distinctive laugh, though.
He's definitely got a distinctive laugh. And the other one I'm going to mention is Seth Rogen.
Yeah.
My favorite laugh has got to be Arnie's. Arnie's is the most aggressive, non-aggressive, but aggressive laugh there ever is.
Yeah.
I can't even remember an Arnie laugh.
Don't you remember Jingle
True,
All
True
the way?
Lies, True Lies.
No, I've tried to drink that out of my memory code.
What about True Lies? He laughs.
Oh, True Lies, yeah. When does he laugh in that movie?
The funny thing is, though, it's like an accented laugh. It's like,
You mean the man with an accent has an accented laugh code?
Yeah, that's the weirdest thing.
Who would have thought that?
But how people, when they sing, the accent often disappears like, a little bit.
Yeah, true, yeah.
It's like Muslim people go, ja, ja, ja. It's the same. Ha, ha, ha. It's written ja, ja, ja.
I've got no idea what the fuck we're talking about anymore. Listeners, please hold on while much of YouTube panel thinks we laugh.
You think this is the real Quaid?
He's laughing his sick fucking ass off.
That's actually, there's similarities there with Tommy Wiseau.
Yeah, nothing beats that. That's
interesting.
Number one.
Must be that European influence. Anyway, time for my last question. If The Rock was ever to play a serious movie role...
Why are we talking about The Rock? I thought we were doing True Lies.
What kind of role would it be?
Do you know what's funny about this one, guys? Is I immediately thought, well, what's a natural conclusion for The Rock? Like, what's a serious role that The Rock could play? And I immediately thought he could be a football coach and one of those, you know, get them off the streets, help out troubled kids, one of those sorts of movies.
Yeah, sounds like a jokey movie still, eh?
Yeah. Automatically, it almost... And then, so I was like, Googled The Rock football coach movie, 2006... film called The Gridiron Gang. The Rock plays a coach who takes a bunch of juvenile delinquent kids. I knew it.
Yeah, I've seen that movie.
I fucking knew it.
He seems to take his roles quite seriously, but they just turn into like jokey jokes. Like,
yeah.
It's like imagine him. I was thinking maybe he's a serial killer. He's a 6'6" unassuming serial killer. He walks around town. No one knows that the big giant is going around breaking everyone's necks. It's just gonna he'd have to have what kind of serious character is it big and enormous like that? Arnie was a big dude, and he went into a serious film, turned pregnant and had a baby.
Yeah.
Maybe The Rock could have a baby.
Oh no, don't reboot that one.
Oh no, who would now modern Danny DeVito be? Peter Dinklage.
Peter Dinklage, yeah, it's going to be Peter twins. Dinklage, twins.
The Rock, Peter Dinklage. You heard it here first. It's going to be made over the next 5 years, I guarantee you.
Peter's white. How does that work out? Do they have to get that? They have to get the black guy?
Danny DeVito's Italian?
He's 5 foot tall, and Arnold Schwarzenegger is an Austrian dude. Who's 6'4".
Hey, they're in the same continent.
I don't really think we're dealing with
5 foot tall in heels.
Yeah. Moves us on to the fan question. Cameron, who I know very well, is unsurprisingly asking this question of us. Okay, guys, we've been rescued from the water by either The Rock or Zac Efron. Who would we prefer to wake up and discover giving us mouth to mouth?
Thanks for that one, Cam. You do realise there's numerous appealing women in this movie, so thanks a lot.
Kahu, this is like trying to pick his favourite beer. He loves so many. It's like asking him to pick his favourite child.
Well, what can I say, the little one, man? Rock would probably pound my face.
Get a good pounding from The Rock, eh?
I'm going to have to go with Zac Efron purely because he doesn't look like he's up for the fight. If it came to that afterwards, he looks like it's all painted on.
Okay. Right.
Self-preservation is key.
I also went with Zac, and although I think The Rock could do some good work on the old pressing down on the chest. I thought Zach's hands are soft and supple like a girl's, so at least I whilst I was unconscious, I could sit back and dream it was someone else. With The Rock, I don't think so. Being manhandled and, as you put it, pounded into the sand, I don't think that would feel much like a girl at all.
So. I don't know if Zach's going to cradle your head like a woman there. Yeah. But sure, whatever.
Yeah. Oh, good answer there, guys. That takes us to the end of our podcast.
Oh, wait. So, all I'm going to put out here is that we've both said Zach. So, we kind of need the devil's advocate here, I think.
And I'm going to play it. I'm picking Drown.
Yeah. So, The Rock and why?
Do not drown.
Sam's got a do not resuscitate necklace.
Yeah, no, I'd probably go for The Rock, actually. I think Zac Efron in this movie looks like he's got one too many diseases, whereas I think The Rock would probably be a bit more cleaner. I don't want to get vomit comet bloody licking all gross up and down my insides.
There's a bald man camaraderie it'd with that like, answer, isn't
it'd
there?
It'd be like a,
we stick together.
It'd be a battle between the seawater and
give each other a wave, you know, lift each other up. How are you going? You know, any chance for a bald man to look like a hero? Going to jump at it.
You feel so much better when you rub each other's heads.
That's true.
Look each other in the eyes. So, lock lips.
I'd go for The Rock. And also, because of his large size, I'm thinking that anybody watching it will probably not see my erection.
Actually, that's a good point with his large size. He could breathe a lot of air in to clear those airways.
That's the one, yeah.
Instead of piddly old Efron. Although he is a swimmer, so he's probably got big lungs.
Yeah. Just hopefully he hasn't been drinking the night before, eh?
Battle between the seawater and the vomiters to which kills you first.
The vomiting or comet.
Cameron did also send in his answer for this, even though I've got no reason why he'd need to answer this himself when he's trying to take the piss out of us. And he basically said he'd do both. He'd turn gay for Zach, but he'd feel safer with The Rock. I've got no idea why he went that far on answering this question. Didn't prompt him to, or didn't ask him what he'd pick. He just decided to tell us that.
Was it Zach's smoky eyes, or was it The Rock's careful, you know, big large arms that he would cradle him to safety? I don't know.
I think that's it. Getting carried up the beach by The Rock. I think that's going to make him feel real safe. So anyway, guys, that takes us to the end. Now, usually we have our trivia rounds. We try to get Stacey in to do the trivia round and ask questions of all three of us. Stacey did a pretty hard pass. I think we had a bit of a sort of back and forth on whether she should do it, and she said there's no way in fucking hell I'm going to watch that stupid fucking movie, and stormed out of the room. So I was kind of thought to myself, I think maybe she's not that keen to do it. So unfortunately, I'm going to have to vacate my title and give it up to these two boys for a chance to win our lovely plastic gold statue, of which I'm going to put a photo up on some sort of social media platform.
I feel like this is kind of like the UFC when they make that, you know, when the champion's currently out and then you have the interim belt.
So Sam would have lost
pretty much. Doesn't
anyway.
Matter. Doesn't matter which one of you guys wins this. You haven't beaten me. So just
we'll have a unification round.
Suck it.
Same rules as last time. I'm going to ask you a question. You need to write down the answer. I'll give you a point if you get it right. I'll give it half a point if you get half it right. And I'm going to start off with an easy one. Priyanka Chopra played the villain in this movie. What was her character's full name?
I got Leeds.
Victoria Leeds.
Half a point, Machu. Full point, Kahu. Question number two. There was four taglines for this movie. Name one of them. Kahu, what do you got?
I'll be there.
Wrong.
Back to the beach.
Holy shit, Machu. Wrong.
Shit.
The correct answers were, don't worry, summer is coming, get your guard on, go ahead and steer, or beaches ain't ready.
Question like
are all terrible.
So after two questions, Kahu's leading on one, Machu on half a point. Question number three. When Mitch shows Matt to his cot, he issues a very specific instruction. What is it?
Don't touch Mini Mitch.
Yeah, I had no jacking off.
I'm going to give you half a mark, Kahu, because there was no jerking off on my sheet.
Oh,
it was very specific.
But he does also say, don't touch Mini Mitch.
That is true. But he goes, in the film, the exact quote is, here is your cot, don't jerk off on my sheets.
Ah, motherfucker.
Number four. When Matt Brody gets completely blind drunk at Victoria Leeds' bar, what alcohol is he drinking?
Whiskey.
Tequila?
Whiskey. That's correct. Oh. Scotch. It is Scotch whiskey, but I'll give you whiskey. Yeah, both for 1.5, so it comes down to question number
tie break.
For the winner. At one point, CJ walks into the showers and finds Ronnie naked and singing. I want the song and the artist.
I've just got Maroon 5.
What do you got?
Is it Raw, Katy Perry?
We've got a winner.
Ah.
Yes.
Kahu, congratulations. You get to take home the very illustrious and wonderful plastic golden cup that I may or may not have teabagged once when I was drunk. Congratulations. Don't drink out of it.
That's quite sets it up quite nicely for a unification round.
Handle it delicately. Yeah.
It does.
I'd just like to say, like Ronnie, perseverance pays off.
I'd just like to say congratulations for winning the trivia round on the worst movie that we've watched so far on this podcast.
There's been some other shockers. What were the two that you won on?
Oh, good dude.
The Notebook. Losers have got to get the last word in, eh?
Anyway, guys, that takes us to the end of our podcast. I'd like to thank my two guests for coming on and joining me this week. Do you guys have any final thoughts that you'd like to add about this movie at all?
I'm just feeling a bit chipped because this doesn't look like solid silver stainless steel or anything.
Yeah, if you're looking for a good movie to see and you want like a bit of a brainless afternoon, definitely don't watch this one. It'll give you the shits and you'll go to bed angry. So pick another movie.
Jeez, I thought you were leading there with if you're after a good time or Machu Toto.
Yeah,
you'll enjoy it more than this movie.
Just you'll find me on Tinder at vomit in your comments. So.
Also the name of his upcoming porn movie. Anyway, guys, thanks again for listening. As usual, you can find us on Facebook at Movie Reviews and 20Qs. You can find us on Twitter, which I'm a bit more prolific on in terms of responding to questions and answers that we get sent via our DM, probably the best way to get a hold of us. Our username is at Movie Reviews In. You can find us on that. Don't be afraid to hit us up and suggest some movies that you'd like us to do. Next up is going to be The Room. Me, Stacey, and Kahu will sit down and watch the wonderful masterpiece that is The Room. We'll be doing that. But then the week after that, we are going to Black Panther, and we're going to be reviewing that at some point. Cannot wait for that movie. Special shout out, will also be on the Countdown Movies and TV podcast reviewing Black Panther in a couple of weeks. So, and also doing the top 10 comic movie villains of all time. Spoiler alert, the Joker from Suicide Squad is not going to be on that list. Anywho, that's thanks for me.
Catch you guys next time.
Cha-cha.
You know, guys that kind of don't get a lot, try a little bit harder.
Speaking from experience.
Don't know.
Long-time listeners of the podcast will notice that Sam, this is a regular of Sam.
Yeah.
He has cashed in. He has been to the bank. He's doubled
God
down.
I knew it was familiar.
Yeah, did we do that on Love Actually? I'm sure that was a recent one.
Oh, damn it. I did it on Love.
No,
these subliminal messages that he keeps.
I want to influence the audience. I want them all to know about Dick Rapers. That part's getting deleted.
What movie were you doing in? Oh, Baywatch. That's right.
Apparently, if you're under 5 foot, you're a midget.
Are you a midget, Machu?
I'm 5 foot and 1 centimeter. On my tippy toes.